It's time once again to check the inbox for a question posed to Dr. Riley and the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, the question reads like this. I'm scheduled for an epidural steroid injection. Can I utilize chiropractic or physical therapy after the procedure?
Absolutely. So I think we've done a segment in the past on epidural steroid injections. This is a very common conservative treatment option for disc problems, nerve root irritations, typically in the neck and low back. And what happens is there can be an inflammatory response, or we can have a bulging or herniated disc. And the epidural steroid injection is a corticosteroid or a steroid typically administered with some type of analgesic to make you feel a little bit better. But the purpose of it is to reduce the inflammation. So inflammation is a pain generator, and also inflammation could potentially put pressure on a nerve, which could contribute to sciatica, maybe in the neck, pain down into the arm, things like that. So the purpose of the steroid injection is to reduce the irritation, reduce the pain. A lot of times these are used, conservatively 3 to 4 times throughout the year. A lot of patients might respond after one injection. But, it's a really, really good conservative option. There's not a whole lot of downside to them. You're typically going to go to a anesthesiologist or a pain management physician. These are the guys and gals that are doing the majority of these types of injections. And it's a relatively quick procedure, and you're on your way in 10 to 15 minutes with limited downside. But it was a really good question related to PT or chiro after the injection, because we refer a lot of folks out for injections, and we work closely with a lot of the pain management physicians here in town. We always recommend to our patients that, yes, you do need to get in to see someone. Now, depending on the condition, but without any nasty contributing factors, we recommend follow-up treatment with us as quickly as we can, because we believe in mobility. So if we can mobilize that joint and get it moving, or physical therapy from a physical therapy standpoint, if we can get you moving, get you active, get the blood flowing a little bit, those will help your recovery, potentially could make that shot more effective as well.
Any cautions for them?
No, obviously we're just going to do a full-blown workup after the shot, make sure, see how they're feeling. That's another reason I always encourage folks to get in as quickly as they can. We can typically follow up with your pain management physician or the treating provider and let them know how you're doing. If there is any concerns, let them know how you've responded and so forth. Movement with exercise or manual therapy, and manual therapy is something that our chiropractors and massage therapists administer, is essential to affecting that blood flow. Like I'd mentioned, it increases blood flow. It makes the shot more productive. It reduces those pain generators, those very sensitive tissues. So like I said, it's always something that, comes up, and, they say, what am I limited to after my injection? And if they feel up for it within a day or two, we'll typically get that patient back in and get them moving around.
If you have a question for Dr. Riley or the team of professionals at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, you can email them at info@tulsaspineandrehab.com or give them a call, 918-743-3737.